Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on.
The 50s was the era when television was born. TV introduced us to new worlds, a powerful form of advertising, and a decade of unparalleled affluence. In the 50s, Americans learned new ways of buying and selling products. Politicians, even foreign policy.
Communism, for the time being, is on the run in Guatemala.
We thought the American dream would conquer the world. But were we too willing to believe our own propaganda? As advertising widened our horizons, did it narrow our vision? It was the old saying, be careful what you dream. Your dreams might come true.
One-tenth of a dollar, one-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-$4. We got a year-end clearance. We got our white sale and a smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now, act now. And receive is our gift to you. They come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills. You tired of kitchen drudgery, everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price, skip the middle man. Don't settle for less. How do we do it, how do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. You heard it advertised. Don't hesitate, don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up, step right up. That's right, it fillets and chops, dice and slices, never stops. Lasts a lifetime, mows your lawn. And it mows your lawn, and it picks up the kids from school. It gets rid of unwanted facial hair. It gets rid of embarrassing age spots. It delivers a pizza, and it lengthens, and it strengthens. And it finds that slipper that's been at large under the chaise lounge for several weeks. And it plays a mean rhythm master. It makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar. And it's only a dollar, step right up. It's only a dollar, step right up. Cause it forges your signature. If not completely satisfied, mail back unused portion of product for complete refund of price of purchase. Step right up. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it, laughing it, loving it, swimming it, sleeping it, living it, swimming it, laughing it, loving it. Removes embarrassing stains from contour sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party. Change your shorts, change your life, change your life. Change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy. Get rid of your wife. And it walks your dog. Doubles on sex.
How much is
in the early 50s, Americans lived in the richest nation on earth. With 6% of the world's population, the U.S. was producing half of the world's goods.
Yes, ma'am. Howdy, can I get you a hand there?
Howdy, no hand today.
Oh, well, Miss Brimston.
How you do there, Mud? How you doing, Chops?
Nice to see you, Miss Brimston.
Okay.
Just lovely.
Well, I just thought I'd come in and pick up a few staples for the house.
Yeah, what'd you like?
Oh, I'd like some snifters, some humorous napkins, some hot trays, some Gestetner coasters, and a bun warmer.
Yes, well, I'll get them off here at the back.
Get them
yeah.
Back
I'd like,
there, yeah.
I'd like some drop earrings, some finger scarf gallows, and size buckles.
Some
shredded cellophane and parchment scraps.
Parchment scraps.
Yeah, I'd like a few squeeze toys, mechanical toys.
Squeeze toys.
I'd like a couple blow-up women and some extra parts.
This one on me?
Yeah, some plastic stockings.
Stockings.
What? Yes, what like, yes, I'd like some wine racks and thumb screws.
The thumb screws.
How about some, how about Triffitt's turtle shell packs and seahorse droppings?
Yeah, seahorse droppings.
Right. We got paperweight, fancy weapons.
I got a bale of them.
You got any Swedish pecking chickens?
Swedish pecking chickens?
Swedish pecking chickens attack the crawfish.
That's why they're both wiped out,
none,
you know.
How about some Dewey King phantom fans for personal blowing weather bonnets?
Yeah, that's okay. Oh, here's the door again. Well, look, here's little Nabner.
Hi, Nabner.
Hi, Nab.
How you doing?
Oh, Nabner.
Hi, Mrs. Ben-Gur. How you doing?
How you doing, Nabner?
Well,
What you want?
I come over from the Colonel. I want to pick up some, can you read the deluxe bird stools?
Yeah.
Yes, and then you can give me some of them Dr. O shoe resistors.
Shoe resistors?
Oh, yes.
You like a coon echo? Some animal regulators?
Okay, got some of those
right shoes with double elbows. I'd like some of them loose scramblers just for myself.
Scramblers?
Two packages of Cremo.
Cremo,
some
yes.
Whistles.
Yeah.
And some of them silly opium balls.
Oh, the opium balls. We're plumb out of them opium balls, son.
And you can finish it all up with a big six-shot repeating howitzer revolver.
Oh,
I'd like a revolver, please. And then I'd like another revolver,
you
please.
Want a revolver?
And after that, I'll have another revolver.
Oh, I think
you're
coming.
And then I'd like another revolver.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'd like a revolver.
Oh, yeah, big one.
Give me one of them
revolver. Oh, big one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah, okay. That's revolver.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Sing it out.
Let's
go. That's it. Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Oh.
Hey, Smut.
Yeah.
Where should I put these large squirt fish and the elephants filled with bendable dogs?
Oh, just stack them next to the guardian angel pants.
Oh, where's that?
Oh, under the gangster hatch and inflatable saxophones.
Come on.
Afternoon.
Howdy, Mutt.
Hi, Smut.
Hi, fellas.
Yeah.
Now, me and Elmer here, we're going on a camping trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we'll need to kill some things while we're out there.
Are we talking fish or fowl?
And terrorists.
Whoever comes along.
We're going for a balanced diet.
Well, scene. Take a gander here at these Texas Rag Robo Duck and Goose Floats with optional decoy hearts and quiver magnets.
Yeah, they add ripples to your spread now, you know.
You know, I was actually hoping for them terrorists. You'd still have some of those smart sticks, Goose News Magnums, crap duster decoys.
With a solid brass snap, swivels, and the galvanized gang rings gets them every time.
Yeah, I know. Sold out last week.
Boys, this might work. We got final approach decoys designed to match the floating coffin laydown blinds that we sold you last season.
Yeah.
Well, I blew a hole in the floating coffin.
It's at the bottom of Dead Man's Pond.
Well, then you can settle into this spacious bulletproof shell of this man-sized goose chair here.
Wow, there you go.
Both a decoy and a blind.
Just like the government.
And it comes with an optional snow skirt.
Just like the government.
We'll take two.
Okay, and with two, you get this automatic big guy Widowmaker Deluxe duck plucker with rubber fingers. Look at this.
Well, thanks a lot, Mutton Smut.
Just put it in on our bill. Quack, quack.
Don't
forget to aim.
Oh, my. Don't you just love the summer, Mike?
Yeah, hunting for a bargain.
I must.
Yet Americans felt poor and were afraid to spend the money to buy the products they were making.
It was the fear of return to the 1930s. It was the residual fear of the Great Depression. That fear still existed very strongly in the post-war years and into the 50s.
The power of positive thinking helped shake the old fears. Next to the Bible, it was America's best-selling book from 1952 to 1955. Its author, the Reverend Norman Vincent Peale, was a kind of prophet of profitability who helped Americans see the virtue of money. His book offered a simple self-help guide to selling. Faith in God can make you rich. The growth of drive-in churches, where worshipers listened to sermons from their new cars, suggested that some Americans now wanted money and God to share the same seat.
I am tired and so weary, but I must.
For the first time, the words "In God We Trust" appeared on the American dollar bill.
Comes and calls me away.
As making money became an American religion, businessmen tried to convince Americans that spending was not a sin.
And the lamb.
I think one of the things that happens in the early 50s is that the country is in some kind of major social, cultural, almost psychological conflict.
Are these house dresses guaranteed not to shrink?
No, just the $14.95.
people are beginning to feel guilty because they're spending more money than they used to.
Oh, dear. I hadn't planned to go as high as $15. Well, thank you anyway. You're welcome.
They are living better than their parents. So there is a crisis, there's an emotional crisis, as you have a generation really in conflict with itself.
To the rescue came a new science of advertising, motivational research.
This is the Institute for Motivational Research, a place devoted to the intriguing business of finding out why people behave as they do, why they buy as they do. And this is Dr. Ernest Dichter.
Welcome to our view on the Hudson.
Ernest Dichter was a mysterious figure who helped advertisers understand how to reach American consumers through psychology.
Listen to one of them. This is interview 87. It's one of over 300 depth interviews that we have conducted. Each one of them...
Like a Madison Avenue Freud, Dichter sought to relieve the guilt Americans felt about buying.
He starts telling advertisers how to build in to their slogans the idea that you are getting what you deserved. You've earned the right to have this. The early Cadillac commercials, you've earned the right to sit behind the wheel of a Cadillac. Right through to the McDonald's, you deserve a break today.
What a gal. What a night. What a car.
Dichter's notion was to use Freudian precepts to loosen people's reluctance to spend by showing them all sorts of needs that these products, in fact, fulfilled.
Maidenform understood the foundations of the new idea. Sell women the notion that they could be what they buy.
In the typical Maidenform ad, you find a young woman in a very unlikely place wearing only her brassiere and a skirt.
I dreamed I got a lift in my maiden form bra.
She's talking about her décolleté.
Can't possibly slip. What a construction job.
You in some ways, breathe. This is that awful dream you have that you wake up and you're at the Metropolitan Opera and everybody else is beautifully dressed and you're buck naked. But there's something else about the notion that you can transform yourself, that it's possible to be a new person from the skin out. A girl can be anybody.
A cactus brassiere is made safe for Mary by Roy Drachman. The bra is made of tops of giant saguaro cactus, artfully shaped by nature for this purpose. Skirt of Mary Chiocchetti, at right, is prickly pear.
Advertisers learn to pitch to the hopes, fears, and dreams of consumers. Now they look to a machine to manufacture them.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
Throughout the 50s, Americans bought an average of 16,000 sets a day, 5 million sets a year.
Man, we got in our part of town, the currency is based on color TVs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one color TV is good for a cup of coffee, you know? That's the way we figure it. 10 color TVs, you know, that'll buy you a six-pack of beer.
That makes sense. Right.
I remember the women in your village, the strong ones, the ones with the big necks, carrying the 7 or 8 television sets in a necklace around them.
Yeah, they used to carry them on their heads.
What,
man,
villages? What is this
then
place?
They watched all those women's liberation programs, that's and now their heads are too big.
You're talking
too
about
big
the ghetto?
For the color TVs, right? Too big for the Trinitans, man. Remember the Holy Trinitan? Man, Mother remember. And Louis
Wait a minute.
And his lawyer?
Wait a minute. You're talking about television or religion,
RCA,
fellas?
RCA, man. They crucified that one television set. You ever see that, man?
You're kidding, really?
They crucified him, then they put nails through the base of it, you know, the control dials, man.
Man took the spear, man, and in through the picture
terrible.
All the red leak.
That could explode.
Man. The radiation killed people for miles around.
It must have been terrible, man. People shaking on the hills, right?
I'm glad you guys are aware of the dangers of radiation, you know. You want another one, fellas?
The only one that you love, life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again, boom. Ding dong, ding ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 bip, a bip, a bip, a bip, a bip. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
TV brought new worlds into the home. It changed family life and eating habits.
people all over America in the station breaks on the Gillette Fight of the Week, for example, all run to the bathroom at the same time and flush every toilet in Montclair, New Jersey, causing terrible sewer breaks.
Why don't you listen, Andy?
Hey, if you're going to shut up, boys, I'm going to kick you out the courtroom. The more you talk, the worse off I is.
Now, Brown, you can occasionally use the expression, I don't remember. Don't make it noticeable, but occasionally say, I don't remember. Uh-huh. Now, don't forget that. Now, what are you going to say?
Now, don't forget that.
What
no,
are you
no.
doing out
you
there?
You don't Howard? Remember.
No, can you hear the
right.
show?
Can I hear it?
No, no.
Come
I
outside a minute,
remember.
Minnie.
You don't what do you want? What?
No, no.
This is amazing. Turn off the radio.
Remember.
Come out on the porch.
Who is my lord?
Turn it off?
Yes,
now,
please.
Brown, just
Minnie.
Say, I
all
don't
right.
remember.
What could be so important that I have to tell?
Listen.
Amos and Andy.
Yes, it's on everywhere, honey. It's on every radio in the neighborhood. Isn't it amazing, sweetheart? Everybody's listening to the radio, and they're all hearing the same thing.
The coming of television created an obsession with watching things that ushered in a new generation of household appliances.
Just as the television set gives you this kind of window image of what the world is like, so too does the front of your house, the picture window on the ranch house in Levittown, so too does the washing machine, so that you can peek in and watch the clothes go around. All of a sudden, you can peek in the oven and watch your cake rising. It showed people lifestyles, products, imaginary visions of what the world could be like on a daily basis, and made people avid to live a different kind of life.
They invented this color, rose gold, and I'm mesmerized. A new object of desire. I totally fell for it.
It's almost embarrassing enough to blush.
There was a time when we were able to draw up an encyclopedia, an exhaustive catalog of all the objects in the world. Since then,
everyday
though,
objects
every possession is an extension of
the
my
self.
World is fragile.
One gesture away from losing all access to sustaining the fantasies I need.
What is a good life when something you desire is actually an obstacle to
color
your
name
of
language.
Color is the result of a segmenting between other colors.
Orange
between
and
new colors for
yellow.
Old things. I hear that the gold iPhone was for the Chinese market, where gold still really means something.
Art Nouveau exploded. I keep
finding
watch advertisements where all the clocks are set to
8:20. I read wise terms like Anadigi. Well, new old terms. What time was it really? I go to check what time the Apple Watch
and
is set
I find
to.
Myself wanting one. What
material
kind of person
feel
am I?
Of a year or an age?
Intuition is the work of history translated through personal memory.
But
how much
do
you
I
fit
really
in the cloud?
To remember.
You forget when you learn to use your inside voice.
When did you learn to swipe?
A red gold called Arius in Greek. And rose revolutions,
easier
crane,
from the West
orange,
to digest.
Pink, lemon, or tulip in
every
Kyrgyzstan.
Political gesture
associated with democracy was branded with a color. She likes red, said the little girl. Red, said Mr. Rabbit. You can't give her red. Something red, maybe.
The actual vulgar color
shell
of tulip.
You can make anything
no
revolution.
Coral.
I don't really have to talk anymore. I delegate my speech to my fingertips.
And in the world, I become quieter.
Is the rose gold iPhone a totem? Does it signify an order? Maybe you won't even remember it at all.
Here's a young lady who lives in a world of enchantment all her own.
Its boosters sold TV as a glorious dream machine.
Rye beer is rye, golden rye beer.
But for America's advertisers, the dreams were strictly commercial.
Rye means clean and it's clear. Rye means thirst, quenching beer. Join the millions who buy Rye Gold beer. Extra dry.
To keep your place on the dealer's shelves and in the customer's minds, you must hit a lot of people with impressions that make them feel. The medium that does this is television.
Our report details how advertising through television transforms strangers to your product into acquaintances and acquaintances into friends and friends into customers. You could almost say, as a result, that television puts into every living room a selling machine.
Weed the garden, cut the grass, paint the window, fix the glass, trim the shrubbery, grind the axe.
but take it easy, dear. Relax.
The ad seemed to be working, as American consumers fueled an economic boom and felt better and better about wanting more and more.
Wouldn't a cigarette taste good right now?
The allure of ads worried critics, who feared that we were being seduced into buying products by people who knew how to manipulate our basic desires.
There's a Heinlein science fiction book called The Puppet Masters that I read a long time ago, and it's these little things, these glob things that get on the back and dig into your spine and take you over. And when they start taking over the country, the guy, the hero, is trying to figure out how much of the country they've got. And luckily he sees that when he turns on television that everything's coming through okay from St. Louis. They haven't gotten St. Louis yet. Until he notices after watching the TV for an hour that nobody turns their back to the camera. They all back off and they say, well, good night. It's been really wonderful talking to you. And they just back off very slowly, never showing you the lump on the back of
That's like George Putnam, and his arms aren't all the same length.
Oh, that's right.
Have one with me. Have a Marlboro cigarette.
Vance Packard's best-selling book, The Hidden Persuaders, convinced many Americans that their thoughts were being controlled by mysterious forces. He asked a telling question. When you're manipulating, where do you stop?
I think it's complicated. Like, for example, the rose gold iPhone video is about how, even though I can see all the mechanisms of how this object works, I still want it. Like, how we kind of fall for these things. Or want to fall for them, how you want to want that object. And a lot of the work is about how it's kind of generative to want things, and it feels good to want things, and it's not, I think it's, I'm not necessarily trying to say that it's bad, although I do feel like, you know, it's clear that I don't think capitalism is good, and that, like, I think a lot of the ways that things are sold to us through images are very biased and contain kind of power dynamics that we can't really see all the time unless we're really looking, and I'm trying to parse through those. I'm working as a graphic designer for years and years, you learn how things are sold to people, and it's often through kind of trickery, and that I'm specifically interested in looking at these images from the past where that trickery is more clear and you can really see it in the way that these things have kind of become something other than what they were intended for. So I'm definitely trying to reveal the kind of way that things are sold and how it's full of lies.
You've got no right to be in this house. I'm going to give you just 10 seconds to get out of here.
Daddy? It's true, Daddy. I did volunteer for farm work.
Linda, why?
The party convinced me that I should free myself of the lingering bourgeois influence of family life. I am ready.
In the midst of the Cold War, Americans were terrified that they might fall victim to the brainwashing experiments of the communists. During the Korean War, tales of hypnotized American prisoners seemed to be proof that the human mind could be reprogrammed by outside forces.
On January 24, 1968, the Firesign Theater released their debut album, Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Like Him. A week later, the Viet Cong launched the Tet Offensive against American and South Vietnamese forces. Roger Steffens had arrived in Saigon just 2 months earlier.
I was 25 years of age when I got drafted in 1967, and I enlisted for an extra year because they guaranteed me a job in radio and TV, which was my background in civilian life. And the last week of our school, everybody's orders were canceled, and we got shipped off en masse to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to PSYOPs, psychological operations. And we had 3 intensive weeks of training, which began and ended with Nazi films. Triumph of the Will, Leni Riefenstahl's, but the 4-hour uncut version, first class, last class. They described it as the most effective propaganda ever made. Now go to Vietnam and emulate this.
22 years after the United States helped defeat fascism in Europe, its military was using Nazi propaganda as its model in the war in Southeast Asia. That is worth remarking on in itself. But it also helps explain some things about the Firesign Theater. Like Roger Steffens, Firesign Theater member Phil Austin was himself enlisted as PSYOPs in the U.S. Army, and he likely received this same training. Steffens' story about Triumph of the Will suggests a source for a theme that runs through all of Firesign's early records, the idea that the United States, unbeknownst to its citizens, had in fact lost the Second World War.
It is our unanimous and irrevocable decision that the United States of America unconditionally surrender.
Though it's never explained, this is presumably why George Tirebiter is living under curfew in Sector R or N. Austin's PSYOPs training also helps explain why the group had such a keen ear for the links between the language of commerce and political propaganda.
Comedian Mrs. Arlene Yakimoto of Pine Barren, New Jersey, doesn't know our napalm olive camera is focused on her.
Look at this horrible stain. Sometimes I think my kids are doing it on purpose.
Nothing's on purpose, ma'am.
Who are you?
Sergeant Schfinkter of the Dirt Patrol. Our mission, to keep America clean. And when the job gets this dirty, there's only one weapon. New napalm olive with enzyme.
To early critics, TV advertising was a capitalist version of brainwashing. In this instructional film, the NBC network pitched radio advertisers on how to use the new power of television.
You, the advertiser, know that more and more selling must be done in the minds of customers before they get to the store.
The NBC film takes the advertiser inside the mind's eye of an average woman. Her brain is a black and white world of cluttered newsprint impressions. Then television arrives. The clutter is swept away, leaving her helpless before the hypnotizing power of the new selling machine.
Their records dissected American culture in ways that were playful but often dark. The beginning of Don't Crush That Dwarf is a highly layered joke about consumption, but it's ultimately about what television has done to our culture.
Let's eat!
Let's eat!
And he said the word, and we ate it! Hot dog! And what was the word?
Hot dog!
Hot dog, yes, dear friends! A mighty hot dog is our Lord.
And in just a few seconds, George Tirebiter will himself be absorbed into the TV.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's try.
Better living through television.
TV. Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we've created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as a theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire.